"As we are," repeated Mr. Rochester. "So," he added, enclosing me in his arms, gathering me to his breast, pressing his lips to my lips. "So, Jane."
"Yes, so, sir," I rejoined, "and yet not so. For you are a married man, or as good as a married man, and wed to one inferior to you, to one with whom you have no sympathy, whom I do not believe you truly love, for I have seen and heard you sneer at her. I would scorn such a union, therefore I am better than you. Let me go."
"Where, Jane? To Ireland?"
"Yes, to Ireland. I have spoken my mind, and can go anywhere now."
"Jane, be still. Don't struggle so like a wild, frantic bird that is rending its own plumage in its desperation."
"I am no bird, and no net ensnares me. I am a free human being with an independent will which I now exert to leave you."